This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's crunch time.
Let's go!
Where Dirt and Sprague crunch the hot topics you want to hear.
What's the pressure? Don't sit here and act like there's no... We get nervous teeing off in front of a gallery on the 10th hole at Eastmoreland.
Crunch time, brought to you by Crunch Fitness, with memberships as low as $9.99 per month. Find your crunch time in Portland, Vancouver, and online at crunch.com.
Hey, crunch time, brought to you by Crunch Fitness. Memberships as low as $9.99 a month. Find your crunch time in Portland, Vancouver, online, crunch.com. We got a lot to get to in the final hour of the show. Nice little Thursday night football game tonight, dare I say.
I'm contemplating spreading the line.
Ooh, dirty tease right there.
I'm contemplating it.
I like that.
I like a lot of lines this weekend, even though I'm terrible.
Ooh, buddy. We will get our big PP picks in at some point in the final hour. I think we usually do that at 8:15.
Usually, yeah.
And I had the dirty poll ready to go today. Do we still want to do the dirty poll today? Do we want to do the dirty poll at all? Do
we want to? We had upset last. We had top six upset.
I know we did. I know. Do you want an updated dirty poll? Is that part of the show?
You need to do this for me. All about you doing the dirty poll. You want to do the dirty poll?
I was shamed last week for not doing the dirty poll. Then I thought we were bringing the dirty poll back.
I forgot what day it was.
Yeah,
you're not reminding
too.
Me of this. Like when I did Zig or Zag and you weren't putting in a show teases, I shamed you every week.
You did, yeah.
And I've conditioned you now.
I put it in the tease last night. We didn't get to it. It was in the tease.
The dirty poll?
The dirty poll was in the tease. Yeah.
Should have texted me.
It was there.
Should text me.
It was in the tweet. Read the tweets, man. Throw it deep.
You threw the tweets up late last night.
I did. I was up late last night. Yeah. So I saw this yesterday. This is from Kevin Cole, who used to work at Pro Football Focus. He does an Unexpected Points newsletter. He's basically a data scientist looking at numbers in the National Football League.
To quote the great Josh Wilcox, the nerds have won.
The nerds have won, and he's one of the nerds. And so they have all these different metrics. You know, it's like when you watch baseball and you get the OPS plus number, and everybody's like, hey, what the hell does that mean? I don't know. But it just means you're a good hitter, and you get on base, and you hit the ball hard a lot, right?
Yeah, there's stats in baseball. I can't begin to tell you what they mean. I'll never forget Mike Lynch telling me why the Rockies were going to be good because they're Babbitt. I said, what's Babbitt? Are you
Come
making?
On, man. Batting average on balls in play. How do you not know that number, loser?
Even Swag just looked at me now and he's
like, Babbitt.
Stats existed for a while. Swag's like, Babbitt.
This one is adjusted quarterback efficiency. AQE, a.k.a. total expected points added adjustments.
So I think the stats movement in the NFL has been good. It's helped for context in some ways. Pablo Torre did a really good one, that football's becoming too nerdy and that
Very
people
nerdy.
Are just pleasuring themselves to bragging about stats that they know in football that yeah. most people don't understand.
No.
And this is where you're starting to lose me as well. It's just like, you're going to name a name that I know. And I go, So he's good. Yeah, I know.
I know that he's good. I've watched football.
AQPT.
We should get your numbers down, bitch. All right, figure this out, man. Come on. So
it
basically is a way to incorporate all the different numbers of being a core, how far your depth of target is, how quickly you release the ball, the yards after catch that you allow your receivers to create, how often you take sacks, your turnover worthy plays.
So if you're good.
If you're good, right? Yeah. Who, according to these numbers, who do you think are at this point in the NFL season, the five best quarterbacks in the NFL?
So I'm going to take a stab, and I was going to guess him going into the break, but he's on my television right now, and he's been the talk of the NFL. I'm going to guess Jaden Daniels is at the top of this list so far.
Jaden Daniels is the number one quarterback in terms of adjusted EPA in the entire NFL a month into the season.
Now, the AQ, whatever stat you just threw out, I've never heard of that, but the EPA dropback stuff is stuff I've been following. I know he was number one in that.
Yes, he is number one.
They score almost on every drive.
They've had back-to-back games where they haven't had a position, right?
They punted one time in three games.
One time in three games.
So
you got number one right.
Geno?
Two through five. Geno Smith is just outside the top five.
Brock
Purdy. Six. Brock Purdy is number two on this list.
Josh Allen.
Josh Allen is number five on this list.
Lamar?
Lamar, just outside. He is seventh or eighth.
Stroud. Sam Darnold.
Stroud is way out. Stroud's like outside the top ten.
Okay, I just threw him out. I know they've been a little clunky.
Sam Darnold is number four on this list. The last one, it's not a surprising name, but he doesn't feel like he's had a great year, and so I was a little surprised to see him in there.
Is it Dak?
It is not Dak Prescott. He is outside the top 10
Hurts?
As well. It is not Jalen Hurts. No, Jared Goff either.
Baker.
Candlestick no, maker. It is not. Joe Burrow is the number three quarterback in the NFL, according to this number.
Okay.
Which, you know.
Well, according to that stat.
According to this stat, he is the number three quarterback in the NFL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
I did find it interesting, though, and the reason I wanted to bring this up is just because I continue to be, and I'm assuming that you are as well, incredibly impressed with the guy that shows up on this list. You know, Jaden Daniels is going to get a lot of the love this year. He's going to win Offensive Rookie of the Year, it appears. They might go to the playoffs. Like, it seems all full steams ahead for the number, what was he, three overall pick in the draft last year? Two overall, whatever it was. Having Brock Purdy be
number two
overall, thank you. Brock Purdy being the second on this list, he has not had Christian McCaffrey all season long, who is easily their best offensive weapon. Debo has missed significant chunks of time. George Kittle has missed a game. They've had the eighth most drops in the NFL. Their offensive line is bottom third in pressure percentage allowed, so they're giving up a lot of pressures.
Yeah, Trent Williams covers up the fact that the Niners' offensive line is
not great.
Mid.
And his numbers on the season, he is first in yards per attempt among starters, fourth in average depth of target, so throwing the ball down the field at 11.2, fourth in big-time throw percentage, and 20th in turnover-worthy plays, which is a good number because you want to be low on that list. And I continue to be wildly impressed with him, and it's probably a tired narrative for some of, can you pay, you get really going to pay that guy $50 million? And then I look at what he's doing this year, and he has only gotten better, and he's having an incredible season.
I think the people who don't think he's a top five quarterback in the NFL, or maybe a top eight quarterback, that they lean more on the weapons play caller situation, I think those people aren't so much, I think they're more tired of hearing about people saying, is anybody going to say this guy's good?
You really going to pay this guy $50 million?
Look, he's going to get his contract. He seems to fit the Shanahan offense. All the Kirkers noise, right? When they were talking about he wanted Kirkers in San Francisco, it's kind of a version of that. It's different. He's more mobile than Kirkers. But I mentioned it this weekend. Their New England game, there's plays on that tape that you won't see on a highlight reel that I'm watching this and I'm like, oh, damn. His pocket awareness, his footwork, his mobility, his decision making, a lot of that. And this is kind of the Brady-esque thing, and not that he will run a dynasty here.
No.
But the Brady-esque thing was that it took him a while, but eventually the success, the consistency of film study and working and improving, it became something more than just run-of-the-mill game manager. It became the lore of Brady.
Yeah.
And I don't know what Purdy's future will be, if he'll ever win a title, but what I think you see from quarterbacks, stemming back to our Sam Darnold conversation in the 6 a.m. hour, when you build confidence early, you start to establish a narrative in your own mind of, I don't only belong, I'm one of the best here, I can do this, and then you establish the commitment to it, and you start to separate yourself. And I would say that's kind of what he's done. He's not just some gimmicky guy that you debate anymore. It's people that liked him get to talk about how right they were, and the people that are annoyed of hearing about it are just going to continue to be annoyed and of hearing about it. And I think that's kind of where we're at with Brock Purdy. I think even the people who don't like him the most would probably say, yeah, I mean, you need a quarterback. They're winning games when he plays. He's good in all these advanced metrics. You got to pay him. It's how the NFL is.
Yeah. It's funny, too, because you get people that move the goalposts of, at times, the argument is, well, he's only good because of people around him, and he's only good because of the talent on his roster.
But show me the quarterback where largely that's not
the
thing.
They do it all on their own.
I read the Diggs piece on ESPN Dirt about Diggs' end in Buffalo, and one part that stuck out to me, and I know we remember this, but it's easy to forget as well, go look at Josh Allen's numbers prior to getting Stephon Diggs. It was sub 60% completion. It was kind of college Josh Allen.
Yes.
He was, you know, a volatile player that ran the ball and made weird decisions. Remember the playoff game against Houston? He made that weird
the pitch. Fumble.
What are you doing? They get Diggs, and he jumped from 57 to 66. And slowly but surely, guess what happened?
Next year got a little bit better.
Got better.
A little bit better.
Now he's become, and I think he's playing like the MVP of the season. I didn't have a good game Sunday, but I think he's in that conversation. And that's what this stuff does. So it's easy to say, well, the guy has weapons. Yeah, but like, please point me the direction of the guy
right,
that had success without any of it.
Yeah, there's no, they don't
exist.
Happen. Even Mahomes last year in the regular season, the numbers didn't blow your hair off because he didn't have anybody to throw the football to. That's just the nature of the world we live in.
They're not blowing. The numbers aren't blowing you out of the water this year. His numbers post Tyreek Hill largely have substantially dropped. But he's got Kelce, who's just such a great, he's an all-time go-to.
And he wins when it matters.
And he makes the throws when he needs to, and Andy schemes things up, and then they get a Rashee Rice who pops out of nowhere and becomes a huge weapon. Now, they lost him, but my point is, like, even Mahomes' numbers have dropped from where they were at the start of this, and they still win games.
I just continue to be impressed by him. I think he's a great story in the NFL, and I hate when these ones kind of turn into this hot, takey, debatey, is he top five, he's not top five, don't pay him, pay him. It's just like, dude, he's a seventh, last pick in the NFL draft. He's in his third year in the NFL. He's gotten only better in his first 3 years in the league. Numbers bear it out. Awesome story in the league.
I think Goff, Baker, Purdy, Geno,
Darnold,
I put two in this before the concussion stuff, and we don't know what it's going to, like, I think those are six quarterbacks that we all have to kind of say, they're good.
They're good.
They're good. I don't know how great they are, if they'll ever win a title, but they're really stinking good. You can rank them however you want to rank them, but we all have to say great stories and they're good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.